Chapter 41 Into Countries Beyond Palestine. Many of the apostles and disciples left Jerusalem after the death of Stephen because of persecution. The disciples preached Jesus to the Hebrew and Greek Jews who lived in other cities. The Lord's power was with them, and a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord. Acts 11, verse 21, TEV. The believers in Jerusalem rejoiced when they heard many people had been converted. The believers sent Barnabas to help the church in Antioch. Antioch was the most important city in Syria. Barnabas had great success in Antioch. The church work got so big that Barnabas asked Paul to come and help him. Paul went, and the two men worked together in Antioch for a year. Paul and Barnabas taught the people and won many people to the church. All kinds of people from different nations lived in Antioch because it was a business center. Antioch also was popular because of the healthful climate, the beautiful scenery, and the wealth and learning. Many Jews and Gentiles lived in Antioch. In the days of the apostles, the city was filled with people who loved sinful pleasures. Later, God's judgments came upon Antioch because of the wickedness there. In Antioch, the followers of Jesus were first called Christians. This name was given these people because Christ was the center of their preaching and teaching. The disciples talked continually about the life of Christ. The disciples never became tired of telling about Christ's teachings and his miracles of healing the sick. The disciples told of Christ's power over evil spirits and Christ's raising the dead to life. With tearful eyes, the disciples spoke of Christ's suffering in the Garden of Gethsemane. They spoke of Christ's trial and crucifixion. The disciples told of Christ's patience and humility during his crucifixion. People accepted Christ as the believers described Christ's godlike pity when he prayed for people who persecuted him. Then, with joy, the disciples told of Christ's resurrection and ascension, and his work in heaven as priest for sinners. The believers preached of Christ and prayed to God through him, so the name Christians was a good name for Christ's followers. No wonder the Gentiles in Antioch called the believers Christians. Paul enjoyed his work in Antioch. At Antioch, Paul's learning, wisdom, and zeal had a powerful influence over the people. Paul understood that his missionary area was the world. God had made this plain to Paul one day in the temple while Paul was praying. Paul had a close personal experience with God. God showed Paul a little of the beauty and glory of heaven. Most of the apostles were busy preaching the gospel in countries other than Palestine. But the center of their work was in Jerusalem. Peter, James, and John stayed in Jerusalem. They felt God had given them the work of converting the people in Palestine. Peter, James, and John were doing an important work. Jews from all nations came to worship at the temple during the Jewish feasts. The apostles preached Christ to the Jews. Some people wanted to kill the apostles for preaching, but many people were converted to the Christian faith. These new Christians returned to their homes throughout the world and preached the gospel of truth to all nations and all people. Paul and Barnabas. Ordained as ministers. God communicated with the godly prophets and teachers in the church at Antioch. While they were serving the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said to them, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul to do the work to which I have called them." Acts 13, verse 2. Barnabas and Saul were chosen to serve God. They were ordained by fasting and prayer and the laying on of hands. Then Paul and Barnabas were sent to work among the Gentiles. Both Paul and Barnabas had been working as ministers of Christ. God had richly blessed their efforts. But up to this time, Paul and Barnabas had not been set apart for the gospel ministry by prayer and the laying on of hands. Now these men were authorized by the church not only to teach the truth, but to baptize and to organize churches. Paul and Barnabas were given special authority and power. This was an important time for the Christian church. The separation between Jew and Gentile had been removed by the death of Christ. The Gentiles had the full rights of the gospel, the same as the Jews. Preaching the gospel to the Gentiles was now to be done with zeal and power. As a result, the church was to be strengthened by many people accepting Christ. Many believing Jews did not understand what the death of Christ had done for the Gentiles. The Jews were jealous of the apostles. The Jews said the apostles were teaching false doctrines. The believing Jews would question the apostles' rights to be ministers of the gospel because they welcomed Gentiles into the church. God knew about the difficulties his servants would have. God wisely led the church to ordain the apostles as ministers. The apostles' authority was from God and was not to be threatened by anyone. Later, the act of ordaining by laying on of hands was used in a wrong way. The ceremony was made too important. People thought that this laying on of hands immediately qualified a person for any and all ministerial work. Both Paul and Barnabas had received their appointment from God. The laying on of hands added no new grace or qualifications, but laying on of hands put the approval of the church on the work of Paul and Barnabas. The First General Conference. Some Jews from Judea upset the believing Gentiles by saying that a person must be circumcised to be saved. The Jews said that everyone must keep the whole ceremonial law. The question of circumcision and the ceremonial law needed to be settled. Immediately, Paul and Barnabas discussed the false doctrine. Paul and Barnabas did not believe the Gentile Christians needed to be troubled with this question. But the Christian Jews in Antioch agreed with the men from Judea. The question required much discussion. Peace in the church was threatened. Finally, the Antioch believers realized that the church would be divided if the arguing did not stop. The believers decided to send Paul and Barnabas with some responsible men of the church to Jerusalem. The question would be asked before the apostles and elders in Jerusalem. In Jerusalem, Paul and Barnabas would meet delegates from different churches. They would meet Christians who had come to attend the yearly Jewish feasts. All arguing was to stop until the final decision was made by the church leaders. The decision of the church leaders was to be accepted by all Christian churches. At Jerusalem, the delegates from Antioch met with the brethren from other churches who had gathered for the general meeting. The delegates told of the success of the ministry among the Gentiles. The delegates told of the confusion in Antioch. Some converted Pharisees had said the Gentiles must be circumcised and keep the law of Moses to be saved. The Jews were proud of their divinely appointed ceremonies. God had described in detail how they should worship. The Jews felt that God would not change the way they were supposed to worship. The Jews decided that Christianity must include the Jewish laws and ceremonies. They were slow to understand that Christ's death ended the ceremonies. It was difficult for the Jews to understand that all their sacrificial offerings represented the future death of the Son of God. After Christ's death, the divinely appointed ceremonies and sacrifices of the Jewish religion were of no value. When Paul was a Pharisee, he had been proud of the way he had obeyed every detail of the Jewish rules and ceremonies. But after Paul saw Christ on the road to Damascus, Paul understood the mission of the Savior. Christ's work for the Gentiles was clear in Paul's mind. Paul understood the difference between a living faith and dead ceremonies. Paul was a Christian, but he still said he was one of the children of Abraham. Paul kept the Ten Commandments in word and in spirit as faithfully as he had ever done before his conversion to Christianity. But Paul knew that the sacrificial ceremonies must soon end. These ceremonies had pointed to the death of Christ, and Christ had already died. The gospel message was giving new meaning to the old ceremonies of the Jewish religion. Help from the experience of Cornelius. The question of whether the Gentiles should keep the ceremonial law seemed almost too difficult to decide. The question was discussed by the council in Jerusalem, but the Holy Spirit had already answered the question. The success of the Christian church depended on the council's making the right decision. Grace, wisdom, and a holy judgment were given the apostles to decide this important question. Peter reasoned that the Holy Spirit had settled the question by descending with equal power on the uncircumcised Gentiles and the circumcised Jews. Peter told of the vision God had shown him. In the vision, Peter saw a sheet filled with all kinds of four-footed animals. Peter had been told to kill and eat, but he had refused, saying he had never eaten food that was not clean food. Then God had commanded, "Do not consider anything unclean that God has declared clean." Acts 10, verse 15. Peter said, "God, who knows the thoughts of everyone, showed his approval of the Gentiles by giving the Holy Spirit to them, just as he had to us. He, God, made no difference between us, Jews, and them, Gentiles. He forgave their sins because they believed. So then, why do you now want to put God to the test by laying a load on the backs of the believers, which neither our ancestors nor we ourselves were able to carry?" Acts 15, verse 8-10, TEV. Some people today who do not want to obey all of God's law say the load Peter spoke of was the law of Ten Commandments. But they are wrong. Peter spoke of the law of ceremonies that had no meaning after the crucifixion of Christ. The speech by Peter helped the council members to listen with reason as Paul and Barnabas told of their experience among the Gentiles. The decision. James was chairman of the council. He strongly said God desired to bring Gentiles into the church. Gentiles were to enjoy all the blessings given the Jews. The Holy Spirit knew there was no reason for Gentile converts to keep the ceremonial law. The apostles and elders gave the matter careful study, then agreed with James and the Holy Spirit. James's final decision was that we should not trouble the Gentiles who are turning to God. Acts 15, verse 19, TEV. The decision of James was that the ceremonial law, and especially circumcision, should not be forced on Gentiles. James wanted the brethren to clearly understand that the Gentiles had made great changes in their faith by coming to God from idolatry. James urged that great care be used in working with Gentiles so they would not become discouraged in following Christ. The Gentiles were to give up any customs that did not agree with the principles of the Christian Jews. Gentiles were not to do anything that would cause the Jewish brethren to be against them. Gentiles were to keep the Ten Commandments and live holy lives. The Gentiles were also told that the men who said circumcision was necessary were not authorized by the apostles. Circumcision was not necessary. The apostles and elders agreed to teach the Gentiles by a letter. The rules given in the letter were, eat no food that has been offered to idols, eat no blood, eat no animal that has been strangled, and keep yourselves from sexual immorality. You will do well if you take care not to do these things. Acts 15, verse 29. Paul and Barnabas were presented to the Gentiles as men whose lives had been risked for the Lord. Judas and Silas were sent to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas to explain and support the decision of the council. Paul, Barnabas, Judas, and Silas were sent to Antioch with the letter and the message. The highest authority upon earth had made the decision. This decision ended the argument in the church. Members of the council who decided this case were the men who started the Jewish and Gentile Christian churches. Elders from Jerusalem and delegates from Antioch were present. Delegates from the most important churches were present also. The council members did not say they were perfect and could not make mistakes. But the council used their best judgment, guided by God. They acted for the church that God had established. The council members saw that God Himself decided this question by giving the Holy Spirit to the Gentiles. The council members followed the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Not all the delegates were asked to vote on the question. The apostles and elders were men of influence and judgment. The apostles and elders made and wrote the decision that was accepted by the Christian churches. Not everyone was pleased with the decision. A group of false brethren decided to work against the decision. These false brethren complained and criticized the decision. The false brethren suggested new plans and tried to destroy the work of the ministers whom God had ordained. The church has always had some people who try to destroy God's work. There will always be people in the church who complain and criticize until Jesus comes.